So can we, I know I texted you this last night, but can we like go into detail about how hilarious What We Do in the Shadows episode of them trying to get Colin into a private school?
Wait, did you watch the new one?
No, that was the last one I watched. And it, can you imagine in a like, in an unprepared interview with like a head schoolmaster for a child that's not yours, pretending to be human, and you keep stopping the scene and making up lies? Like, I was laughing so hard.
I love how like the neighbor guy gets roped in and he's always like, I don't know what's going on. Laszlo's like, well, we gotta invite him over. He's great.
And Nando keeps doing plastic surgery, and so no one knows nobody knows what he looks like. Wow.
The most recent one, I watched it this morning, I think is funnier than that one. Like, really? I died. It's like Nandor's wedding. Like, he's getting married to the woman they wished, and then it's so fucking ridiculous.
Oh, I love it.
And I'm not gonna spoil it, but there's a song that they sing at the end that's like a made-up song that is so funny, and I want to learn the words to sing it at every single wedding I go to.
Wow.
From now on. And when you watch, you'll know. So.
Wow. Cheers to that.
Thank you, What We Do in the Shadows. Cheers.
Cheers.
Sisters, sisters who've seen it. We are the sisters, sisters who've seen it. Sisters, shooby-dooby-doo-wop. Sisters, shooby-dooby-doo-wop. Sisters, 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 sisters. Sisters who've seen it.
Hello.
Hello. It's a lot of tones.
Sorry, noise. Oh, God.
Welcome back, listeners. Welcome back. We've got a spoopy, scary movie, which I also want to point out, and I'm going to try not to make myself sound really stupid saying this, but I have a full moon tonight.
Oh, yeah, it's full moon.
You do too, because we live in the same world. Okay, yep. So that's spoopy too. Woohoo! We're full of spoops tonight. Okay, let's quickly move on from that so we don't linger on Katie's geographical challenges. Listeners, we are the Sisters Who've Seen It, the podcast where two sisters who are not movie critics look back on some of our favorites throughout the years through a psychological, ethical, and familial lens. I'm Katie.
I'm Bridget.
And Bridget's pulling her hair out. I'm not sure. That has nothing to do with the movie, so just had to comment on it.
I have lost my hair because of the baby, and I'm realizing that I have two white streaks here, like I myself and Frankenstein, and I was like, wow, look at, maybe I should dye that.
Extra spoop.
Okay, what are we watching today?
Oh, Bridge, our movie this week is Friday the 13th, and it's not Friday the 13th.
It's Friday the 12th for us. Right now, we were so close.
I know.
I guess we shouldn't tell people that. Today's
today's the 11th. Yeah. So, either way, Friday the 13th was also trending on Twitter for like a brief time yesterday, but I don't know why, so I'm not really sure what's happening, but maybe they all knew we were doing an episode on it. Yes, the original Friday the 13th, because there's like a billion of these bad boys.
1980.
Yeah.
Which is really old, Kate. Not as old as Rocky, but I think Rocky holds up more than this, believe it or not.
Yeah. So, Bridge, it's your turn to do a synopsis. Do you want to know a fun fact about that?
Yeah.
That sound where it's like, the sound guy was like shortening the word kill, and then the was like mom. Like Jason was like, kill mom.
Whoa.
I'm a little bitch who didn't learn how to swim, so now everybody gets murdered. Yeah.
Kill her mommy. Ooh.
Okay. A group of camp counselors are murdered one by one by an unknown assailant at Camp Crystal Lake, a resort where years before was the site of a child's drowning and a grisly double murder.
A resort? What? That's what it says? That's
what I wrote down, so here we are.
Okay.
Wow. I am going to do the synopsis. Okay. I had some problems with the plot, Kate.
Well, it's not a great plot, so.
Okay, as long as we agree. So no, we agree. It is set in 1958, man.
Well, yeah, the beginning's 1958, not the whole movie.
Oh, yes, that's true. Which actually I thought about because I understand in 1958, it was like, okay, the kid died and people got murdered, whatever. Then it shoots to present day. And yeah. I'm like, present day is 1980. And like,
yeah.
That looks weird to say present day because it's not. And so I think when we become directors for our Sisters Who've Seen It production company, I think we should pay attention to that. I don't think that's a good move. But back to the plot. So basically, this town knows that Camp Crystal Lake is a no-no. Things don't happen well there. People die. It's just run down. And Kate, I don't know who owns this, but some idiot bought it and decided, you know what? I'm going to fix it up. This is a gem. They got to get over this whole, it's haunted, yada, yada, and fix it up. And he takes all this time to fix it up. And you get there and it's still pretty run down, Kate.
Pretty crap. And they have like 2 weeks or something until the children come or something.
And
I don't
so
even know.
He did a lot of marketing. I feel like this is kind of a fire festival situation. So
I wouldn't put it past you, Christy.
So these camp counselors show up and the town's like, what? That camp? Really? Guys, it's not good news. It's not good. It's not, I don't know. And the entire movie, it happens truly in one night, Friday the 13th, which makes everything really fast because when they get there, it's like that day. Like the whole movie is like 18 hours basically, right?
Yeah.
So there's what, like six counselors?
Sure.
Something like that. And basically the whole movie is them being murdered one by one.
Yeah.
There's very brief backstory on the place is haunted and a kid drowned there and counselors were killed there. But there's not enough that like I understand this like plot. It's just like, well, I guess people are being murdered. And in 1980, like kind of like the kill scenes I thought looked pretty good.
Yeah, so that was like a thing I think that made this movie popular was this was one of the first movies that had like good gore.
Good gore.
They showed it on screen because like this movie, they say it like kind of ripped off Halloween.
Yes.
Like it's like Halloween's a, you know, holiday. Friday the 13th is a holiday. Great, let's do that and let's kill teens or whatever. But in Halloween, you don't see like any gore. Like there, I don't even think there's blood in that movie. And then this movie was like blood everywhere.
But it's 1980s blood. So it's like I slice your throat and blood comes out of your throat. It's no like Kill Bill blood.
No, not a spray nozzle of blood.
So, and I know we're going to get into these characters, so there's no point. The only thing you need to know is Kevin Bacon.
Woo!
What a hottie.
Wearing short shorts.
But one of the counselors' name is Alice. And believe it or not, Alice survives. And that, to me, was like the only part of the movie that it became like really interesting and cool is basically Alice runs into who we then find is the killer. And as you know, spoilers happen because that's why you're listening. It is Jason's mom.
Whoa.
And Jason was the little boy that drowned because two camp counselors were having some sex. Which I was like, oh, interesting. So his mom, who is like lost her mind, is just going around murdering people. And I guess she wants like no one to be at the camp. And man, her and Alice get at it for a while. And Alice somehow survives. And you know, there's like a weird jump scare at the end. But you know, that was interesting to be Jason's mom. I kind of liked that. And that was fun. But yeah, it's the plot. That's it. There's nothing.
Yeah.
Right? There's nothing complicated. It's more.
No, because like nobody gets like a backstory besides like, oh yeah, Jason died. And, like, that's it. The other counselors, it's like, anyway, here they are. And there they go.
Yeah.
There goes their heads or whatever.
Yeah. So like.
my.
We should just go line by line. I think the only thing people need to realize with the synopsis is, like, as we talk about it, it's most likely going to be like this murder scene, that murder scene.
Yeah, I mean, the movie starts off with a murder scene. Hey! Now, I will say this beginning part gave me some Jaws vibes, because you remember how in the beginning they're all singing around a campfire?
Oh my god, that's so true!
And then they, like, run off to, like,
so you know, whatever. I thought we were going to say, which I truly believe Jaws is the best movie of all time, thanks to this podcast, the camera was filmed from the killer's perspective, yeah, and you never got to see the killer, and as we know, like Jaws, then you build it up more in your head, and that makes it scarier, and that's what I thought you meant, because, like, it was a shaky camera, and it was, like, cool. I didn't get, like, sick. It wasn't some Blair Witch shit. Like, it was cool.
Yeah, I like it. I still think this is, like, a weird... Are these supposed to be the camp counselors that, like, were there when Jason drowned? Like, are these literally the counselors that were boning? And then they're like, you know what, guys? It's time to bone again.
What a good question.
I don't know. I mean, I just assume, but
it's weird.
We're all singing Kumbaya around the campfire while a little child boy just drowned over there, so that's not great. I kind of get why Mrs. Voorhees would be pissed if that's the case, but yeah, so they go and they make out, and then, they get killed.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so they die, but we don't know who killed them, because as Bridget said, it's kind of like a POV shot. Fine. And then we get the title screen, which is the This was like the Superman. You remember the Superman spaceship?
Yeah, and like clip art.
So slow.
It was so hilarious. It was like, here comes the title. And then it was like, shattered glass. You're like, oh, this is terrible.
It was bad.
For a movie that did a fantastic job on making things look real, just gave up on the title.
Yeah, I don't really get what that was, because I don't think that was a ripoff of Halloween. I don't know what the fuck that was, but that's what it was.
Okay, at this point too, I really like that you explained the k-k-k-k is kill and the is her. I think that's really cool. But I gotta say, the music is a lot.
There's a lot happening.
Yeah, you're like, oh my god, this is like Spotify exploded, and like, we don't know what's happening. Okay, I'm glad you agreed, because I know you're the more of the music expert than me, but I tell you, that was a little much.
There's a lot. But after, now it's present day, which is not our present day, it's 1980. Present day.
Oh my god.
We got fucking girl. This girl. Oh
my wait, god, wait, wait, wait. Before we get there, Kate.
Yeah.
When you get the shot of that town, what did you think of?
I thought of when we would drive up to Woodlock and all the towns we passed through.
Okay, that is not what I thought.
What did you think of?
I thought of our Aunt Chris and Uncle Dave's.
I mean, that's the same.
Okay.
It's essentially the same, let's be real.
I was like, we are in upstate New York right now in the middle of nowhere.
We're in New York, except we're in New Jersey, okay?
Wait, I didn't know that. Where
was Camp Crystal Lakes, New Jersey Bridge?
Wow.
I know, we have our own murderer. Whee!
Well, Jersey's Jersey, you know? What's gonna do?
What can you do? We gotta get him on the next season of Jersey.
I can imagine.
That would be...
Snooki's like, you're gonna kill me? Huh? You're gonna kill me, mommy? Please, take a shot. Let's dance.
And then he does, and you're like, yeah, it's great. Oh, boy. All right, so we see this girl hitchhiking. Didn't write her name down, but I want to say
Annie.
Okay.
She was a lot.
Annie?
Okay. Okay.
Annie.
Hi. What are
you doing? Where'd you come from?
Hi. Can I get a ride? I'm like, is this acting school 101? They talk so weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Did. Groovy, sir. Yeah.
And so wasn't she the one that was like, this is my dream job? And I was like, girl, not this. Not hitchhiking your dream job. That doesn't seem right. Oh,
no. Oh, my God. First of all, it's, like, very, very sad that people used to hitchhike, and then everyone got murdered, and then no one hitchhikes. But, like, hitchhiking in general just sounds... I mean, I guess we do it with Uber. I don't know. Okay.
But, like, I pay them, and, like, I'm digitally being tracked, so if I get murdered via Uber, like, it was Uber, okay? And then you get one star, and you know they don't want that, so I feel safer.
Roger gets one star because I'm currently stabbed.
I am a ghost.
Trying to get to Crystal Lake for my dream job and freaking Roger.
Yeah, so she, and then this is where we also see this, like, this small town. I love, fucking love this horror trope because I just always think it's so funny where it's like small town and the people know what's up, but the newcomer doesn't know and everyone's like, you're going, where, bitch? Damn! Which, again, like, in your synopsis, like, he's been building this camp up for over a year, so why are they, like, surprised that there's people going to work? Okay.
Wait, can we also talk about with Annie how she walks up to that dog, and she goes, hey, girl! And then looks at the dog's genitals and says, excuse me, hi, boy, and walks away.
Hate it.
Did that dog get molested?
I think it's sexual harassment. That dog does not have to take it. Also, does anyone own the dog? Because I don't understand. It was the most random scene. I was like, am I learning from this scene? What did I learn? So, the dog's a boy? Great.
So, okay, cool. Sorry, I had that in my notes and I need to share it. But so your point on the trope of like, oh, the townies know, but the newcomers don't. Well, the guy who's been like fixing up the camp, he's like, hey, Helen, as he like goes to the diner and hangs out with them. It's like, don't you think they should have like tried harder to tell him? Like, dude, this ain't a good idea, bro.
Well, you know who tried really hard to tell everybody and nobody took him seriously? Crazy Ralph.
What?
Which is another really amazing trope.
God.
Bridge, I don't think you know this because I know I manage a lot of the social media, but we do follow Crazy Ralph on Twitter. And all he tweets about is he'll just repost like weird shit and be like, we're doomed! We're all doomed! We followed him since I think we made the Twitter. So, yeah, now we can talk
about it. God, you're so cool, Katie. That's the coolest follow. That is. Well, it is a tie with the Three Ninjas Twitter, okay?
That and the Jurassic Park tweets where they, like, pretend they're the actual Jurassic Park. yeah, so Crazy Ralph is just this random old man who says the real talk, basically. Like, we should listen to Crazy Ralph, and nobody fucking listens. They're all like, God, he's crazy. But, like, also, like, you're gonna die there.
Well, and that creepy guy, he's like, does everybody look as good as you? It's like, ew.
And he, like, touched her butt as she got up into the truck, and I was like, that's real horror right there. You know Crazy Ralph is not copping a feeling.
She was safer with him. You're right.
Yeah, we all were, and he even went to the camp to try to warn the children, and nobody took him seriously. He did hide in a closet, and it was weird, but, like, he tried.
That was weird.
So, I'm just saying.
Well, and the guy driving was, like, honestly, I'm pretty sure no boomers listen to our podcast, but he was, like, real boomer vibes. He was like, quit now. Ugh. Your generation, you don't listen to nothing, kids. And you know, I'm like, I mean, I understand he was right, but he also just like touched her butt.
He also dropped her off at a cemetery. I mean, the foreshadowing is real, people.
Foreshadowing is real. And he's like, you're dumb, your head's full of rocks. And he's like, that guy dropped $25,000 for that place. And I'm like, oh, and spent it on what?
What do you think $25,000 in the 80s equates to? Like, are we talking a milli?
Well, what are we talking? Honestly, in the 80s to now, it's like, with inflation, it's like $100 million.
That's like, and then you go there and you're like, wait, we're still like fucking painting and we're hanging out gutters? What are we doing? Guys,
it's,
what the fuck?
I have no idea who's doing
this.
Where
did the money go, Steve Christie? All right. Is this a Sopranos cover up?
Is this money laundering?
Mm.
But Kate, who do we meet next? Kevin Bacon!
Weirdest country bumpkin music. It's like, and they're just like speeding down the road. And then we never hear that weird music again. And I was like, okay.
We never. But like, okay, Kevin Bacon and his girlfriend, right?
Marcy.
I was going to say, what are their
names? And I don't
know
Kevin Bacon's name because I just called him Kevin Bacon.
I mean, right? What else would you call him?
He's just Kevin Bacon.
His name was Jack.
Okay.
Marcy and Jack. Check.
Yeah. And then Ned was like the really terrible, like the absolute worst.
Okay. Ned's racism?
Uh-uh.
Out of control.
Not a fucking fan. I wish he got murdered first, but I think technically Annie gets murdered first.
But they kind of call him out. Like, Marcy's like, yeah, what? Yeah. He's being such a jerk. I was like, wow, 1980? Like, that's actually, like, far more progressive than I thought.
And I'm glad he didn't get laid because I was nervous. Ugh. And then he didn't. So,
but Kate,
we're safe.
Then we meet Alice. And boy, oh boy.
Oh, Alice.
And boy, oh boy, she got a bowl cut. Brr, 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 brr.
has the same haircut as Chris from Mrs. Doubtfire.
And it's the Will. Same.
We'll do a side by side.
And Will from Stranger Things.
It's so...
And Maya from Ben 15.
It really is an iconic hairstyle, let's be honest. But she is also getting sexually harassed because women can't catch a fucking break, and it's bullshit. Wait. And she's getting sexually harassed by the guy who owns the place.
By her boss.
That's gross.
Let's set the scene, because I wrote that I thought he was dressed like a porn star, okay?
He wore jorts. Jorts, Bridge. I saw him. He cut them himself.
They were short jorts.
Short shorts.
And then I think he had cowboy boots.
Oh, no.
And no shirt.
I hated it.
And then he wore like a little bandana, I think. And he kept going up to her closer and closer and was like, "Why don't you like me?" I was like, the outfit, for starters. Okay? And secondly, you're my boss.
Number one.
She was so like, "Yeah, I'm going to go home. Like, you suck." And he's like, "Come on, wait a week." And, well, Alice should have freaking went home because the trauma? My God.
I literally wrote, this fucking guy encourages her to stay so she can get sexually harassed and traumatized. Hooray. Horrible.
Wow, wow, wow.
Yeah, it's not really a backstory, but that's kind of all we get about them, and I don't get it.
Wait, so I'm going to admit some sexism on my part. Are you ready?
Oh, I guess.
So then Annie gets picked up again by another hitchhiker, because obviously the first guy dropped her off at a cemetery.
Right.
And the car was a Jeep that Steve left in the Jeep. And I thought, oh shit, this is Steve. And I mean, statistically, more men murder everybody.
Oh, absolutely.
So when you couldn't see who it was because the camera's the murderer angle, I was like, oh man, it's broad daylight. Like, can't no one see this murderer? Like, why can't they see him? Him, 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 him. I was convinced the murderer was a guy. And I was like, oh, shame on me, Bridget. And also, like, I don't know his gender pronouns. You know? I don't know, Kate.
That's true, because he wore jorts. So let's just remember that. It could be anything at this point.
Could be anything.
I bet in the 80s, though, that wasn't, like, purposeful, like, ooh, we're gonna fake out the audience. They probably just only had legit one Jeep, and they're like, everyone has a Jeep now!
So, there's no Jordan Poole mystery here. It's just lack of resources.
Did you say Jordan Poole?
Oh, shit, sorry.
What are you drinking? What's happening?
Oh my god.
All right, so the counselors show up, and they, like, I don't know if they knew Steve Christie before this or if this is their first time meeting, but Steve Christie, don't say hi, number one. Number two, he's like, quick, get to work, get out the stump.
He was so aggressive about that stump.
And they're all just like put to random jobs. And again, you're like, wow, this camp is like fucked up. Like that archery place, what am I shooting the arrow at? Like a bale of hay. I don't understand.
And Ned, who was the worst,
fucking hate
makes
that.
A joke and shoots an arrow right near her.
Not funny.
That's funny.
Not funny.
It's not 10 things I hate about you funny. No way.
Oh.
And then I think I wrote, as he then pretends to be a Native American in a horrific way, I think I wrote, gross. All the men, gross.
It's fucking true.
Except for Kevin Bacon.
Well, he's all right, but he does wear like a Speedo, and I had some
feelings.
Questions.
Feelings about it? Okay.
No, there's questions.
Oh, okay. Okay.
About it, but it's fine. At some point, so Steve Christie leaves the camp for some lame, like, he's like, go by! And then he fucking leaves the children, because they're children. They're like teenagers. So you're like, okay. Annie also dies somewhere in here, so she gets her throat cut, and she like hurls herself out of a car, too, which I'm like, hell yeah, girl!
Wait, what do we do in that scenario? So we're in a car.
Hurl ourselves out of a car?
Do we throw ourselves out of a car?
If someone, like, is driving past my stop, like, if Uber is like, oops, I missed it, now you gotta pay extra $5.
Yeah, like, Roger's in the Uber.
Who?
Roger, this is the Uber driver that's the murderer.
Oh, okay.
He drives past where you're supposed to go, and you're like, hey, that's my stop, and then you're getting really anxious. You for real jump out of the car?
Maybe. If I don't have the money, Bridge, what am I gonna do? what are you gonna do? You know?
I don't know.
But I thought it was an okay plan, except then she like fucked up her ankle and then she kept like hobbling and then, yeah, she did.
Well, the slitting of the throat, you see it. I mean, you see the knife, you see the blood, mm-hmm. you see the line, you're like, ooh, I bet that's what that looks like.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. It's gross. And then we cut to, we're swimming in the lake.
Kevin Bacon Speedo.
The kids were like, oh, we are done doing work to this shitty camp. We're gonna go swim.
Wait. I want to talk about something because I was like a detective and I was like, wait, we can't see the murderer. But what we can see is their ring that might be a high school graduation ring or a Super Bowl ring.
Oh my God, he's mature reference. I was waiting for.
Did you think of that too? You're like, who's got the ring? Oh.
I didn't.
Oh, okay. Just me.
But I love that you did. Okay. I love that a lot. Okay. That's a great reference. Wow.
Oh, wait. I pulled a Katie in this scene. When Ned tries to prank Drown, I go, I hate him and hope he dies.
Yeah, he's a dick.
He's the worst.
And that's why, again, he should have died first, but whatever.
Well, okay. I think the movie was also like, hey, these are young hotties in the 80s, so we're going to have them basically be in bikinis like it's Love Island, okay?
Oh, not and, Love Island, no.
And it's like, okay, I get it. We're doing like the skimpy scandalous thing. But then all of a sudden, we're like, okay, team. We're a team. We're a team of counselors. We have a snake on the floor.
Hate it.
What do we do? And then it was like, what's the lock the room or what's the thing called where you can escape room?
An escape room?
They were literally like, no, but that's how they acted. They were like, oh, I'll rip the pillow up, flip the bed over, the key is behind the mat. You're like, what the fuck are you all doing? They were a mess.
There was no reason for the snake scene except to introduce us that there is a machete that exists at this camp, because before the snake gets killed, the one guy, Bill, is literally by himself, probably don't need to do this, but he's doing it, literally standing in a bush and like, yeah, he's like hacking like a psycho,
you know,
with a machete.
I kind of liked him.
He was cool till he died.
Yeah, I'm feeling Bill. I wish he kind of survived.
Well,
he did it. Anyways.
Oh, I know another fun fact about him. Oh. I think that's Bing Crosby's
yes
son.
Yes. Yeah. Which at the time, nobody cared about Kevin Bacon.
Wait.
They cared about Bill.
Crazy. To your point. We love fun facts.
Well, so continual racism by Ned as a police officer shows up and he is just being ridiculous. And like, I understand it's the times, but even the police officer was like, you're an idiot.
Yeah, and it hits worse because I just recently watched the new movie Prey, which is a Predator prequel, but it's all Native Americans. It's Comanche, and it's like the first movie to ever have an all Native American, almost all Native American cast. And it's the first movie to be made in Comanche, the language.
Wow.
Isn't that fucking cool? And it was a good movie. So,
yeah
they're cooler than you, Ned. Okay, they killed a predator, Ned, specifically the girl. So watch your mouth. Okay. So this police officer comes up and he goes, and again, this is all the same day. So like, Annie was in that town talking Crazy Ralph like an hour ago. And the police officer rolls up and he's like, we're missing a guy from our town. His name is Ralph. Has anyone seen him? I was like, what the fuck? Why are we so worried about Ralph? You guys hate him. What's going on?
Yo, the problem with this town is they're so focused on Ralph, they are completely missing the murderer.
Yeah, because they're just like fucking driving around and doing whatever they want.
Okay, because like, let's just think about this. A kid dies at the camp, okay? All of a sudden, let's go with your theory. The counselors that weren't paying attention gets murdered. You're not going to go to the kid's mom and say, hey, we're just doing arounds. You could be a suspect. It's kind of like when a spouse dies, you go to the other spouse. But these police officers are worried about Crazy Ralph.
They're worried about Ralph, and I don't know why, because Ralph is like the only one that comes out alive in this movie.
And then he's like, the cop's like, you guys smoking weed? I was like, what?
I love that.
So dumb.
And they're like, yeah.
My God, so dumb.
Oh, classic.
But Ralph does pop out of the pantry, and Ralph, that was weird, Ralph.
Ralph, you could have just wrote a letter or, I don't know, knocked on the door. Might have been more normal.
So does real life Twitter Ralph just keep saying, go, go, go? Because that's how this guy sounded.
And it'll be like, you're doomed. Or like, we're doomed. Like, it'll be like some stupid, like, oh, he's a scary bug. And he's like, we're doomed. And you're like, ah, crazy Ralph, you're crazy. And then he just fucking walks out. And he's like, all right, see you guys. I'll let you know what dealio is. I'm going to bike away now.
I did my best. I tried. I did my best. I can lead them to water. I cannot make them drink. Gotta go.
Okay, so then we have a weird fucking scene where Kevin Bacon and his girlfriend Marcy walk to the lake so that we know they're a couple, even though we already fucking knew that. And she talks about how she has a dream whenever there's a thunderstorm about blood.
Listeners, Katie's eyes are accentuated, looking left and right and left and right as if it was tick, 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 tick. It was weird. I felt like the snake scene, this scene.
We're just like connecting the deaths, essentially. Like we're filling in time between deaths.
Well, like to your point, it was like, everything's been a little too chill and it's a scary movie, so let's add something in here. You know, it's just random.
Also, I feel like the movie maybe tried to do this where it was like, ooh, anyone could be the killer, whereas like we know it's fucking, like we know it's not. But in that scene where they're, those two are at the lake, you see Ned like creeping off behind a tree and he's like, wah, I'm single man and no one likes me because I'm weird. And then that's when he goes, and I think that's when Ned gets murdered.
Yeah,
and then
thank I was God. Like yeah, we all slow clap for that one.
This is just like stand up.
So it's funny. I never once questioned if any of them were the murderer, besides Steve in the beginning with the Jeep.
I mean, I don't think it was done well if they were trying to do that. But Ned's dead. And then those two go to bone because we got a bone. It's a slasher movie. We need to bone.
And they were naked, Kate.
Naked. Now, I watched it on Amazon and I didn't see like nudity. Did you see nudity?
Yeah, her boobs were out and everything.
Oh shit. Did I like, maybe I was like looking at my phone or something. I don't remember that, but woof.
Well, I mean, but Kevin Bacon's hot. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
No?
I wonder how old he was in this movie.
Oh god, is that inappropriate for me to say? Was he like 17? No, Bridget, no!
Yeah, I don't know, but this is just like, okay, now people are getting separated, because when we separate, that's when we get murdered, and...
Yeah, I got that vibe. I got that vibe, like, don't leave a pack.
Yeah. We learn these rules from Randy in Scream.
Yes.
Okay? You don't have sex, you don't do drugs or drink or anything, and you never say, I'll be right back, because you won't be back. You'll be dead.
You won't be back.
And that's what Bill fucking says, and he dies. So they're having sex, and while they're having sex, right above them on a bunk bed is Dead Ned.
Dead Ned. Wow, dead Ned. That's don't a cool you... Twitter.
Oh, well, I'm not going to run it because I don't like Ned enough.
Okay. I read that the scene where Kevin Bacon gets like stabbed from below.
Yeah.
They apparently shot that for like hours and hours and hours and hours and hours.
Oh, wow.
Because they couldn't figure out how to get it. I thought it looked pretty good.
Oh, it's got such a cool kill. He's got the best kill in the movie.
Well, I was easily. Like, 1980? Not bad. Yeah.
Arrow through your neck. Blech.
And I don't know about you, but when you're on a bunk bed, you're only nervous when you're on the top. When you're in the bottom, you get this false sense of security. And you're telling me that a crazy old lady is under there ready to stab you? Yikes.
That's true. She was chilling under. So, wait, hold on. Let's think about this setup.
I know.
We have a three-layer cake going on.
Yes, we do. This is British Bake Off, okay?
They're the two are boning, and then Mrs. Voorhees is under. Ew.
It's a murderer, sex, dead Sammy.
It's not so gross when you say it like that. It's kind of fun. Okay.
So then they're all dead, which I was like, man, Kevin Bacon and Marcy were kind of cool. So, okay, moving on, you know?
Oh, yeah, and Marcy gets an axe to her face because she goes to the bathroom and she's dead. And then I don't know if we ever see her body then after that. Like, there's never a scene when they find her dead. We're just like, oh, there she goes.
There she goes. But don't worry, because the other crew, that girl was weird. Who was Brenda?
Brenda was my bitch.
reference. Brenda is like, guys, let's play Monopoly. And they're like, that's boring. And she's like, strip Monopoly. Which I gotta say, Kate, like, if I'm a new camp counselor with a group of people that I just met and some Brenda is like, strip Monopoly, I'd be like, bitch, do not pass go. I'm out of here. No, thank you.
This is her exact fucking quote. She goes, we'll play strip Monopoly. I'll be the shoe. Who the fuck says those words in that order out their mouths? Okay.
Oh my god.
It's fucking weird, but I guess that keeps them together. And then it also kind of gets them naked, but that doesn't really go anywhere, so I don't really know.
Kate, I'm sorry. I gotta rewind again. I'm really slow in my notes. Do you remember when Marcy tried to make like a funny joke talking to herself in the mirror in the bathroom? Where she was like, hey, honey, how you doing? Tonight's gonna be a great night. And I'm gonna tell you, I've never had sex, gotten to the bathroom, and been like, you know what? I'm gonna do an acting skit alone right here.
Well, there's still time.
I just felt like we have to call out the really, really wild randomness. So sorry, continue. I will catch up faster with my notes. Okay.
So wow. What happens? Marcy's dead. Alex doesn't take her shirt off.
I know. Also, I thought
Christy's gross.
I thought too. I go, I will forever be afraid of camps and public restrooms. Because if you're like at a campsite, okay, and it looks old timey like that, and you're like, let me go to the shared restroom. No fucking thank you. Because Jason's mom's there.
She's there in her sweater. Summer?
That Martha Stewart sweater. I mean, she had a look. Am I telling you right? She was a Connecticut bitch.
She would be a good, like, thing to cosplay as. Or go to, like, a Connecticut tea party. But yes,
can you please get a wig and be here for Halloween?
I just, mom will be like, why'd you dress up as me? Like, damn it, no.
Oh my god. Okay, but let's talk about the fact that then Brenda's like, all right, Monopoly's over, blah, blah, blah. And then she goes into the bathroom and you're like, oh my god, Marcy's dead. The killer could be in there. What's happening? But she does a quick teeth brush and then she leaves and you're like, whew, that was a close one. However, Kate, she has a sink in her bunk. So what is she doing going to the bathroom when she didn't even pee?
Oh, I didn't even notice that bridge. All I noticed was this bitch put on a fucking nightgown to read a book.
That was so amazing. And actually, I kind of feel like Gen Z or whoever is younger than that might bring back nightgowns. I'm going to say it here. I'm going to say it now. I feel like nightgowns might come back. They look comfy. I mean, I feel like she looks like she should make butter, but it did look comfy. You know what I mean?
Well, it's like we see her being like a big slut playing Monopoly, and then she's like, let me put my nightie on.
With her like candlestick, like she's in a Christmas carol. I know.
Tell Bob Cratchit I said hi.
Where Marley? So here's the thing. I heard the little kid screaming, and I want to know what that's about, because are you telling me Jason's mom made that little kid scream noise? Because that was pretty good.
Maybe it was her ventriloquist voice. Trying to pull stuff out of the air.
But for real,
there is no explanation.
That sounded like a kid, right?
Yeah. And also, guys, thunderstorms, full moon, Friday the 13th. You don't fucking leave the house.
No way.
You don't look out the window.
Mm-mm.
You don't do it.
Mm-mm.
Don't even light a candle, okay?
Absolutely not.
Shit's going down.
Absolutely not.
She fucking runs out. She doesn't grab her raincoat, which I'm like, Brenda, now what are you going to wear to bed? Because your nightgown is a wet gown. So that's not good planning,
ma'am. But she is the only one that I was like, she was truly being like, oh my god, there's a kid hurt. I need to go help a kid. Because it was the kid voice that was like, help me, help me.
See, that's where you go, hey, tell me your name and how you got here. Just ASL.
Can I get a social security number?
Do you have a driver's license? Let me know.
But
how you get here.
But this was a subtle sneak move, and I was pretty scared. She gets to the archery range, or whatever the hell is left of it, and they blast on the lights. And I was like, ooh, that's creepy. That would creep the shit out of me.
Yeah, I'd freak out.
Like,
and then how does she die? What is she? Oh, she gets like Does she get
I think stabbed? She gets an arrow shot at her.
She gets arrows.
But, like, and other things, too, right?
Well, she gets, like, rope tied around her, and then she gets her fucking dead body thrown through a window later, which is... alive.
And I gotta tell you, is Jason's mom a bodybuilder? Because that's yes. a very heavy throw.
Bridge, we can't see under her sweater. Like, we don't know.
We don't know. She could have a six pack.
We don't know what she does on the weekends, so.
She could just be pumping out push-ups left and right.
Although, when she did her fight scene at the end, I was like, bitch, you gotta rethink this, because you're not very intimidating.
I agree. I absolutely agree. But a loud scream is made, and then Annie and Bill are like, wait, what's going on? Which, you're like, okay, for once.
Oh, this is Alice.
Yes, sorry. Alice is like, yeah. I'm gonna come too. And you're like, Alice, this is why you're alive. Because she's like,
stick together.
Stick together, okay? Buddy system. Buddy system.
Together, okay?
But they do, like, what I think is, like, the normal thing, which is like, let's just see what everyone else is doing. And then they're like, where the hell is everybody else? And they don't get nervous yet, because there's no, like, blood, you know, there's no, like, that weird bunk that, like, they wouldn't have gone to that bunk because that was, like, nobody was staying there. So it's like, mm-hmm. I'm tracking, I'm following, but I feel like, I don't know, Alice is like, something's up. And they're like, Alice,
well, they find a fucking axe that does kind of have some blood on it, and instead of screaming and being like, shit, Alice goes, what's going on?
Oh my god, her fucking dialogue, Kate.
What the fuck?
She talked like this in every scene, and I was so confused.
We need, like, Dora the Explorer.
Oh my god, she was Dora the Explorer if Dora the Explorer got murdered in the 1980s.
Well, Alice doesn't get murdered. Bridge.
Oh, true.
Yeah, so they just, I don't fucking know. And then they go back to where they were, and then Alice literally falls asleep, and Bill's like, I'm gonna go to the generator, because there's a generator, because of power, something. And then he gets killed. Everybody around you is dying, even your dog's dead.
Well, even before that is the police officer that picks up Steve, right?
Oh, yeah, because Steve Christie was fucking twiddling his thumbs and drinking coffee at the local diner while these children were being slaughtered without his watch. Sir! $25,000 for this! Hope you're proud of yourself.
Do you think they're getting minimum wage for this too? What a shitty job.
He's probably like, it's for the experience. Guy. Come on. Ugh, he seems like the type.
But the police officer's like, Friday the 13th and a full moon. We always have more crime on full moons, which I think is actually true.
It is true.
Which is really cray cray, Kate.
He references it more to the moon, I think, than the
Friday the 13th.
But we know because we're witches and we know, like, the full moon is power.
Okay, so then when all of a sudden Steve's like, hey, I didn't expect you to be here, we realize that the killer is someone Steve knows. So we're thinking to ourselves, this is interesting. And I'm still never thinking it's a counselor, but I'm thinking to myself, okay, it's probably a townsperson. But I'm like, was it one of the townspeople we met? Which it's not. So I was like, okay, like, they gave us, like, they were like, we'll eventually tell you, which I was like, okay, thank you. Because I am getting a little curious.
Well, mm-hmm. Steve Christie gets shanked. Which Alice should have done when he touched her shoulder inappropriately. Okay.
Yes. And then to your point, Bill tries to fix the generator and then he gets killed. And then Alice is like, okay, where the hell is Bill? And she sees him dead, basically, behind the door.
He dead.
And this is, Kate, where I feel my fight or flight is very much flight. And I would have been down the goddamn road. I would have been Forrest Gumping to the next state over. I would not breathe. I'd have a severe cramp. Think I'm going to have a heart attack. And I would just keep fucking going.
You would have lived, because I don't think Miss Voorhees was a great runner. I'm just saying.
Oh my god. I just was like, she was like in shock, but also I feel like sometimes didn't have bigger reactions that I wanted.
Well, and she fucking boards herself in a cabin without looking around. Girl,
oh my god.
Have you ever watched SVU? Okay.
Terrifying. You gotta look around. I was absolutely pissed at, like, wow, she's doing so much work, and if that murderer is inside, she is not gonna get out quickly.
Well, and that would have been cool if they did that, and they fucking didn't, so that's lame. But she basically goes in the kitchen, and then this is when Brenda gets thrown through a fucking window, and then, Alice has a weird reaction. She kind of screams, but then she just keeps looking at dead Brenda, and to your point, that's when I would run if I had decided to go do what she did up until that point, because somebody somebody's outside that window. Like, they right there. It's not a ghost. Okay? It's not right now. All right? Maybe another movie, but not right now. So you run, but she don't. She just kind of hangs out.
But I'll get to give her some credit, though, because she was like, I'm getting a weapon. And you're like, good. Mm-hmm. Get a weapon. Mm-hmm. First, we got to protect herself. And I told you what dad's, like, the first time I moved to New York City, what he gave me. Did I tell you?
Was it pepper spray? Because he gave me pepper spray.
He gave me a giant wooden bat. Like,
okay.
So heavy, Jesus. I could barely lift it myself. I was like, I don't know if this will protect me, helpful. But I like the visual. But I feel like that's a thing. She took a bat. She took, like, a fork thing. You're like, okay, we're jiving. You have something. This is good. We're doing something, but I'm terrified.
But then she leaves them when Brent's body gets thrown, and then she runs out the door without them. Well, anyway, she runs, and this is where we see Mrs. Voorhees, which, guys, again, let's just, like, use some context clues. Everyone around you is dead. It's nighttime. It's scary. And this random woman rolls up and is acting super cash, and she's like, what up, girl? How's it going? Life is good. No, don't do that. Don't say hi to them.
Terrifying.
Run past them.
Terrifying.
Like, Alice was, she was so trusting. I was like, are you Alyssa from It Takes Two? Because
Stranger Danger.
You guys need the same Stranger Danger lesson. Oh, come on. God. Not good.
Yeah, she was, first of all, this was some solid acting. So this is Betsy Palmer, and
she was like a famous, she was on some game show from, like, I don't know when. Apparently she only did this movie because she needed a new car, and she was like, this movie sucks.
The game show was I've Got a Secret.
Oh, okay.
And wow, that's kind of hilarious. She needed a new car, so she's like, I'll do it. Shoot.
She's like, I'll do it, but, like, fuck this.
Little did she know.
Yeah.
But I feel like she did a really good job of, you very quickly knew she was not good.
Yeah.
And she did a really, like, interesting turn of, like, trusting, cordial to, like, yes, I'm a murderer, which the only other epic turn like that, as we learned in one of our former episodes, is Scream with the two guys at the end.
Oh,
Stu,
yes.
And Bobby.
Billy.
God damn it. Jordan, who? Okay.
Guys, take a sip every time Bridget says the wrong name in this episode.
Can I tell you, this is, like, this is when, you know how, like, you get introduced to somebody, right? And then your friend is like, what's their name? I get that shit wrong every time. I told some guy the other day, he's like, who's that lady? I was like, I think her dog is Molly. And he goes, oh, your dog's Molly, right? And she goes, no, it's Murphy. I was like, fuck.
Oh. But always get the first letter.
That's
right,
true. So I'm like, good. I'm almost listening. Anyways,
guessing on the vowel.
Back to the plot.
Okay.
Okay. We realized Martha Stewart's killing everybody, and we're like, wow, that is a shocker there.
She has been to jail already.
Yeah, we this is cray cray. But I feel like Alice kind of kicked her ass like 3 times.
A lot. That's why I'm like, how did you kill all these people?
Yeah.
Like, just the element of surprise, and Alice was the only one you didn't, like, surprise? Is that it? I don't know. Like, it was fucking weird. And I wrote this note, which is, again, guys, if you're being attacked by a killer and you get the upper hand, you double tap.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Boom, boom, boom. Okay? We don't run away and just, like, assume that they're knocked out. Okay? And you don't say, I'll be right back, because you won't be.
You'll be dead. You'll be dead.
Okay? We all learned this in Scream. I don't know how many times we can say it.
But here's the thing, Kate. I understand, like, you want to murder someone who's trying to murder you, but it's kind of scary to murder someone when you're not a murderer.
Well, I mean, watching the lady's head fly off with the
machete. That was awesome.
Was pretty epic.
So, okay.
It was pretty crazy.
So, I felt like when we meet her and realize she looks like anyone that you'd know, you know, you're like, that's really scary because, like, people can be cray cray. We don't even know. But then when she does the, like, kill her, mommy. Kill her, mommy. Oh, that's scared me.
Hate it. She's the only character that got a fucking backstory, too.
Wait, can I tell you the most epic connection right now? Yes. So Friday the 13th is obviously Jason's birthday, which is why she was just going to town on Jason's birthday and also mad that all these camp counselors are here. Do you know what also famous people have a birthday on Friday the 13th?
Donald Trump.
No! Kate, we just did a movie with them.
With them?
Mm-hmm.
Robin Williams?
Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen.
Oh, shit!
So I'm ready for that sequel, I guess.
Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen versus Jason, sequel 28.
Versus
probably what number we're at
everyone
now.
That made them act as children. And like they just brutally murder everybody.
Oh, they're the Jason. Oh, that's even better.
Yeah.
That's even better. I love that. I love that so much.
Oh, wow. So, okay. She's like, my little boy drowned. The counselor's having sex.
She also tells us, she's like, I worked at the camp. And I'm like, well, bitch, where were you? All right. Ooh. All right. We're not pointing fingers, but somebody pointed a finger. I'm just saying. All right. We were all to blame.
Well, and then we see the flashback of the little boy drowning, and we're like.
Which, I just want to say something about that. Let me say something. If you don't know how to swim, how did you get to the middle of the lake? Let me know. Like, I would like a backstory on that.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either, but honestly, I thought it was awesome because if you have a camera that's, like, building up who this murderer is the whole time, I was not disappointed. I was pretty satisfied with her as the murderer, even though, logistically, we know she is not strong enough to do all the things that she did. However, let's talk about this ending, okay?
Okay.
So, you chop the head off of the murderer, and you're totally traumatized by basically everyone you just met who is dead, and you killing someone to not be killed. Yep. So you just roll into a canoe and just try to float in the middle of the lake?
I mean, like, it is soothing, and like, I guess you would assume no one's gonna sneak up on you unless they're swimming, which ends up happening anyway, but I probably would have gone to the car.
But
also there's a dead girl in the car, so wait, maybe not. I don't know. I like being in a boat. What can I say?
Okay, so maybe it's like if I'm in a boat, I know exactly who's coming towards me, and like, this is how I'll be safe. Because like, what about Crocs?
Or like, well, they can't get to you. Crocs? That would have been
Lake Placid.
Turns into Lake Placid. Wow.
Betty White is on the other side of the lake.
And she's like, fuck all y'all. Oh my god, I love that so much.
Oh my god.
Wow.
But yeah. Okay. So I read about this ending, and I read about the fact that they weren't gonna have dead ghost Jason jump out or whatever.
Yeah.
But they added it in, and like, okay, it's cool, but I'm confused because then doesn't like Jason go off and like murder people in like multiple movies? And is it because he's a boy alive in the lake as a ghost?
Well, in all the sequels, he's a man, so.
So how does that work?
I guess he's like, he grows up.
He's like a zombie man?
Yeah.
So like maybe he gets out of the lake and he's like, Ariel, it's a whole new world, I got legs. And then he like becomes a man murderer?
He gains a six pack and he grows 6 feet. You know, it's kind of beautiful. I had the same question.
Okay.
But I also wondered, Jason, honey, you can't go drowning saying you can't swim when you just swam up to this canoe. Okay?
Katie,
it can't be both.
In most cases,
it cannot be both. Right?
In most cases, you are very harsh to child actors, but you are right in this case. You are absolutely right.
This is some bullshit, because if you're telling me now you can fucking swim, I gotta go.
Well, and then she wakes up as Angelina Jolie in the mental, like, hospital waiting for Whoopi. Like, why is she in the mental hospital?
Oh my god, if fucking Whoopi was there.
She's like, I'm here to shave your legs.
Shave your legs, bitch. We don't want hairy legs when you get murdered, am I right? Oh, boy. Yeah, well, I guess it was, I don't know, it's a sequel bait, and then...
Crazy.
I think I like the second one the most.
I would love
I've
to
seen.
Never watch any horror movie ever
well,
again.
Yeah, all right. This wasn't that scary, though,
it wasn't
right?
that scary, because,
yeah,
like, it was...
like, older, and I don't know.
And your point on, like, the jump scare, I wasn't jump scared, because we got to be the murderer's perspective.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
It's not like present day movies that I feel like are.
Oh yeah,
I don't
scary.
Know what's coming, and I'm like crying.
Right.
So.
Right. Well, Bridge, I don't know. Would you watch or don't watch?
I don't like horror movies.
I know. It's okay
I
to say
think
don't
it
watch.
Is. I get. I understand the like check the box that you saw Friday the 13th, the original.
Yeah.
Check the box as just a movie lover and go for it. But it doesn't age that great. Kevin Bacon's phenomenal, and
we love him.
I like the camera cinematography.
Yeah.
That's all I got. How about you? Watched or don't watch it?
Yeah, I'd watch it like once.
Okay.
You're good. Yeah.
Okay. So it's my turn to pick a movie.
Woo!
And you're gonna either love it or hate it. Okay? And it
It's a little earlier. We're going all the way to 2005.
Oh, you mean later? Okay.
Well, yeah. Is it, and 1980 plus 20 plus 5.
Okay.
So it is a comedy drama, as you say. And this is why you may not love it. But you know what? I think that we need to even out the horror and add in some dumb crap I like. It is about Kate, the bond of sisters.
Ooh! Are there pants?
There's pants!
Is it what I think it is?
Yes.
I love this movie!
You do?
What's the same for the listeners?
The
yes.
Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
I love this movie! Oh, Bridge, I should have fucking known you'd pick a movie centered around clothing. Silly me. Should have saw that coming a mile away.
Magical pants that fit anybody anywhere.
They fit them all, and there's really no purpose to them.
And they never wash them. How disgusting.
I love this movie. Oh, I like the sequel, too. Have you ever seen the sequel?
I feel like I have. I don't remember it. But, oh, this is awesome. I didn't know you liked this so much.
I do. And this is going to be weird saying this now, but I'm sure we'll talk about it in the episode. I always felt like the girl Bridget, her name's Bridget, who was played by Blake Lively, she kind of reminded me of you because you both played soccer and you both were, I don't know, really outgoing.
Did I rip off my shirt and pour water all over me to get the coach's attention?
I mean, ooh! I wasn't at your soccer practices, so I don't know what you chose to do, but yeah.
Oh, I love that. Oh, wow, wow, wow.
Oh, that's exciting.
I tell you.
I love the coming of age stories.
Oh, okay.
If it was adults and that bullshit, no.
Okay.
But like, I love the coming of age stories.
Wow. Okay, cool. Love it.
Oh, wow. Well, Rich,
yeah.
Just want to say, if you were hired by this fucking guy who wore jorts, Christy, to work at a camp, and you're like, it's my life's dream, but I don't have a car, I would, number one, drive you.
Aww.
And then immediately when we got there and I met Steve Christie, I would throw you back in the car and drive away and be like, this is a load of bullshit. You spent how much money on this fucking dumpster? Get out of here.
Wow.
And then you'd live, so I love you.
Wow. Well, Kate,
Bridge,
if Annie came anywhere near Bear and started talking about his doggy genitals, okay, I would be right there to smack her back to Sunday, you know? For you.
Oh, yeah, because that's gross. And sexual harassment, maybe.
Disgusting.
I don't know.
She's disgusting.
She gotta go. Okay. Listeners,
wow.
If you also think that dogs have rights, and Steve Christie was a dick and an idiot, and that Ned was a jerk, too? There's a lot of jerks.
Hey!
You should write us a review. We love reviews. We love written reviews. You can review us on Apple Podcasts, along with some other podcasting apps. We also have a website, sistershoseenit.com. On our website, you can request a movie. I said this last time, guys, and nobody's, you know, made adjustments, but nobody ever gives us recommendations for horror movies, so then I always have to just pick them, and then Bridget moans and groans. So really nice if someone else recommended one, and then we could all moan and groan at you.
Hey!
But yes, you can do that on our website. And Bridge, what else can they do on the website?
They can buy us coffee, which is just money!
Yay!
And that's just saying, here's money, as if we're just sitting on the street with a empty Dunkin' Donuts cup and you chuck in a dollar. But we also have another option, which is merchandise. Now, if you are a longtime listener, there are some inside jokies on the page. Check it out. You'll get a laugh. There is also Sisters Who Seen It merch. You can get yourself a koozie, excuse me, summertime, and a fridge magnet.
That's amazing. Yes, Bridget's been really killing it with the merch, so y'all better check it out.
Yeah.
All right, so check all that out, and we hope to hear from you. All right, listeners, well, we'll see y'all next week for Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants. What year was this that it came
2005.
out? 2005. That makes so much sense. I was either in eighth grade or freshman year of high school. So much sense. Wow.
Yeah, I definitely felt like my pants never fit, but this is a movie about how it does, you know? And that gives us all hope, okay? This is actually about the apparel industry. Let's do this, people!
Like pants. All right!
Love you. See you next week. Love you. Okay. Don't do anything on a full moon. We love you. Be safe out there.
Go to bed.
Bye-bye. Lock your doors. See ya. Goodbye.
Thanks for tuning in to Sisters Who Seen It. You can listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Check out our website at sisterswhoseenit.com, where you can email us, request movies to be reviewed, and keep up to date with all things sisters. Also, make sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. See you next week!